This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will ease foreign travel restrictions into the U.S. beginning in November. Foreign citizens will be allowed into the country by plane if they have proof of vaccination and a negative COVID-19 test. The new rules replace a hodgepodge of restrictions that had barred non-citizens who had been in certain countries in the prior 14 days from entering the U.S. The changes will allow families and others who have been separated by the travel restrictions for 18 months to plan for long-awaited reunions. The new rules will require all foreign travelers flying to the U.S. to demonstrate proof of vaccination before boarding, as well as proof of a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of flight. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective for 5 to 11-year-olds. The company said trials showed the vaccine was safe, well-tolerated, and showed robust neutralizing antibody responses at the lower dose levels. Pfizer says it plans to seek authorization for the vaccine's use for the younger age group soon. A mass shooting at a university in Russia has left at least 6 people dead and many more injured Monday. It happened in the Russian city of Perm at Perm State University. Video from the event reportedly shows students jumping out of windows to escape. One student told Reuters there were 60 people in a classroom. They closed the doors, barricading it with chairs. Some reports say the gunman was identified as an 18-year-old student at the school, and he was taken into